Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, May 15th, 2017. I am Jason Powell on ProWrestling.net today. The new Glow trailer for the Netflix series inspired by the defunct Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling syndicated television show. Plus, we have full results of the Ring of Honor television taping from Sunday in Philadelphia, the last show of the War of the Worlds tour. And coming up after the break for non-members, we will discuss the WWE UK special that adds to an already very busy weekend in pro wrestling, and we'll look ahead to tonight's WWE Raw television show. Raw is in Newark, New Jersey at the Prudential Center. WWE advertising Dean Ambrose against The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. I gotta say, I like Ambrose. I like Miz. I can't say the idea of seeing the two of them feud over the IC title does a whole lot for me. It does mean they can't have a good match, or that, you know, I'm not going to come away entertained by this. We gotta wait and see what they do. And I really do like the fact that WWE took the time to advertise something a week out. They don't always do that. However, in this case, it's just we've been there and done this so many times that I can't say like this has me counting down the hours to Raw with like great excitement or anything. There are some things that I'm looking forward to tonight that they're not advertising, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the podcast. Of course, you can join me for live coverage of Raw as the show airs tonight on USA Network at 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Plus, .NET members will hear my full review of Raw after the show tonight. WWE also issued a press release on Monday to announce that the United Kingdom Championship special is going to air on Friday afternoon. And again, in primetime in the United States on the WWE Network. The first airing set for 2 Central, 3 Eastern time. Looks like it's blocked off for about 90 minutes, and the show is going to be replayed at 7 Central, 8 Eastern time. Now, my plan is to cover the first airing of the show. That said, if you want to watch the replay or just check it out on demand, you can still follow along with my report. You can avoid spoilers. Just be careful not to scroll down too far. But yeah, I will certainly have my report available on the site. Hayden Gleed, the plan is right now for him to do the audio review, .NET UK staffer. And then the matches advertised for the tape special right now are Tyler Bate against Mark Andrews for the UK Championship, Pete Dunne against Trent Seven, with the winner becoming number one contender, and then facing the UK champion at Saturday's TakeOver Chicago show, plus Wolfgang against Joseph Connors and Rich Swann, and Don Maloney facing TJP and Brian Kendrick. Unfortunately, and I'm not going to get into it here, so don't worry about it. If you've been able to avoid it, good for you. WWE has already announced the UK title match for Saturday's NXT Live special. So, yeah, that kind of spoils two matches. And really, I didn't hear much of anything coming out of the tapings, which were in Norwich not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Now, the UK title tournament was terrific, and I'm really hoping that this show is closer to that than, well, the kind of painfully boring 205 Live show. I like the fact that Jim Ross and Nigel McGuinness will be on the call for this event. They were not there in person. Well, Nigel may have been, but I don't believe Jim Ross was there in person. I think he was actually, wasn't he at Cauliflower Alley that weekend? So I'm guessing it's going to be a similar format to the way JR calls the New Japan shows for Access, where he and Nigel get together in the studio. But that'll be Friday, and that leads into the NXT TakeOver show on Saturday. Plus, you have the WWE Backlash show on Sunday. Not to mention, there's I know there's House of Hardcore, there's Evolve, there's all sorts of stuff going on this weekend. It's another crazy weekend in pro wrestling, and just a reminder that you can join me for live coverage of the NXT TakeOver Chicago show and WWE Backlash. And I'll have to check with Zach Zimmerman. There's a chance he'll be doing the TakeOver show, because live coverage of NXT returns on Wednesday. Zach Zimmerman, with his class schedule, had to abandon ship on NXT for a little bit, and now that the schedule has changed, he's back in full force beginning Wednesday night with NXT live coverage. That means that our 205 live coverage will not be live anymore. John Moore is going to be taking over the 205 live coverage, but I'm not exactly sure what his plan is, if it's something that'll be available that evening or first thing on Wednesday morning. But we'll still be covering 205 live, or John will, and also in audio form as well. But just no live coverage for the time being. Does it matter? I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm sure some of you would enjoy watching along, but it just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of interest in 205 Live. Hopefully WWE can do something to change that. The .NET members will be listening to my Q&A audio show later today. They will also hear my Raw audio review later tonight. They are currently listening to a new British Invasion, what may be the last British Invasion, with Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutteridge. The reason being, Darren Gutteridge is pretty burned out on pro wrestling, and he gets into the reasons why, and it's a really good listen. In fact, I wish people in WWE would take the time to listen to this one, because I know there's kind of this mindset that diehard fans, and no matter what you throw at them, they're just going to keep on watching. Well, Darren's proving that wrong. Darren has been great. Nearly 5 years that he has spent at the ProWrestling.net site as a writer, covering a variety of things, and he will definitely be missed. It's not necessarily goodbye forever, as he gets into, but he is just taking a break and seeing where things go. He says, he can't really imagine diving back in with the same level of passion he once had, but never say never. He's going to be going to a progress show with Hayden coming up here in a month or two, but then his plan is to not watch much of anything pro wrestling wise until the Rumble. And so it'll be interesting to check in with Darren. If nothing else, maybe we can get him on for an audio kind of come around that time, just to see if that Rumble kind of sparks any interest and gets him back in the groove. But a big public thank you to Darren for the time he spent with .NET, and as he knows, the door is wide open for him to return. But if you would like to hear Darren's swan song, along with a Progress Wrestling review that he and Hayden got together and did, this one is covering the Orlando WrestleMania weekend show that Progress Wrestling had. All you have to do is sign up for membership. Visit the main page of ProWrestling.net. Click into that sign-up area. Three different pricing options available. $7.50 gets you in the door for 1 month. If you want to commit, you can save yourself some money. 6 months will knock some off that price. Taking the annual option knocks $2 a month off the price, bringing it down to an average of just $5.50 per month. Great time to sign up. All that audio content available right now, and always adding to it. Our entire audio history is available, so if you're someone who likes to go back and listen to older audio, it'll be 10 years in February that we've been around, so there's quite the body of work to go through. All the major television shows and pay-per-view events covered in audio form this weekend will be no exception, as I mentioned. So again, visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. Visit the sign-up area and three different pricing options. Pick the one that works best for you, and we would love to have you on board to see what it is we do on the member side, the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net. As for WWE Raw, well, I mean, a few things that I'm looking forward to tonight. I would say the big one, the one I mentioned earlier, it really has nothing to do with what they're advertising or anything like that. It certainly doesn't have anything to do with the IC title match, but it's really simple. With Braun Strowman injured, it's going to cause WWE to change plans. They're going to have to shake things up. There's no way of knowing whether this is going to be better or worse, of course, but I think it radically changes their plan for at least Extreme Rules, if not, yes, it's a real name, the Great Balls of Fire event that will take place the next month. The obvious question for Extreme Rules is, what do they do with Roman Reigns? And really, it could be both shows. Now, Reigns, the buzz has been that Brock Lesnar was going to come back at Great Balls of Fire and defend the championship against Strowman. It seemed odd, like, well, boy, why wouldn't they save that for SummerSlam? But, I mean, if you watch last week's television show, it's just kind of nothing happening. I think they were kind of like, what do we do now? Well, let's wait and figure it out when we have more time. And so they just kind of threw a pretty ordinary show at us. With the Extreme Rules show coming up here, I think they're going to throw a lot at us tonight. We may not find out exactly what they intend to do with Roman. We may. But, I mean, we're less than 3 weeks away from that show, and we really don't have much advertised. So I think it should be a newsworthy show, if only because, well, you're going to find out what the direction is at Extreme Rules and maybe beyond. I mean, I think it'll be very interesting to see who Roman ends up working with. Second thing, I'm enjoying the kind of odd and maybe temporary partnership between Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax. The story is that Nia believes she's next in line for a title shot, and so she is going to make sure that Alexa retains her championship until she gets that title match. I kind of fear that it makes Alexa's match outcomes feel a little predictable with Nia getting involved, but still, I think the road to an eventual match between these two can be a lot of fun. Now, they're both slotted as heels, but listen to the fans when these two have interacted in the ring. There hasn't been much of it, but boy, I remember Alexa's coronation. The fans really reacted just to the two of them kind of making eye contact. I think there's an interesting dynamic there with Nia the Monster facing that undersized champion, as WWE likes to always point out, the 5 feet of fury or all sorts of names that they have for Alexa Bliss just because of her stature. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes next. And then finally, I would say, I want to see if Sheamus and Cesaro can rebound from last week. I just thought it was kind of a flat promo segment. It was their first chance to really address why they turned on the Hardys. And I like the two of them together. It's just kind of a straightforward badass tag team. But that first promo was just kind of a clunker. You know, it wasn't memorable. It was very forgettable. So whether it's improved mic work or just some sort of an angle, really looking forward to seeing how WWE chooses to heat things up between Sheamus, Cesaro, and the Hardys again as we get closer to what I assume is going to be a match at Extreme Rules. Finally, do you want to help us spread the word about this podcast and ProWrestling.net? Don't say no. You should. Come on. Take a moment. Subscribe to our daily podcast. Also, a big one. Rate and review us on iTunes if you get a chance. That is very much appreciated when you do that. And a big shout out to everybody when I put the link out to the daily podcast on Twitter. Those of you who give a simple retweet, that helps too. Anything you guys do to help spread the word about the podcast really is appreciated. So thank you very much. I will be back in the same slot tomorrow. So until next time, take care.